In Thursday's World Cup action in Brazil, the United States advanced to the second round of the tournament for the second time in a row, despite losing to Germany by 1-0. Germany finished top of the group with the win, while the U.S. held on to a second spot thanks to an earlier tie with Portugal and victory over Ghana. In a simultaneous first-round game, Portugal beat Ghana by 2-1, finishing on 4 points along with the USA, but Portugal's inferior goal difference meant it ended up in third place in the group, while Ghana was last. Well, more than 1,000 fans showed up to watch the USA-Germany game on the big screens here in Washington at DuPont Circle Park, the city's largest public viewing of the World Cup so far. This is what it sounded like after the game ended and U.S. fans realized their team was going through to the second round.
That's it.
Well, it turns out the BOA's Michael Lippin was in the park when all that cheering was going on. Joins us here in the studio. It sounds like it was exciting. What was it like?
Well, Steve, I was there, and it was definitely festive. You had two big screens that were set up on one side of DuPont Circle Park. That's one of Washington's most popular parks. It has grass, it's got trees, and it has a fountain at the center consisting of a marble sculpture. It's kind of like the icon for the neighborhood. Now, many of the U.S. fans who were there dressed up for the occasion in patriotic colors. Some of them wore U.S. team jerseys, and others had shirts and shorts in the red, white, and blue colors of the U.S. flag, the stars and stripes. The U.S. fans definitely outnumbered the Germans. I spoke to some of those Americans, and let's hear from some of them.
The event is going very, very well. I wish I could see the screen better, but he took off work. But, yeah, no, we just took the Metro and got super drunk on the Metro. Now we're here ready to party, man.
Yeah, dude, we're in the Capitol watching the game. I mean, there's something special about that, right?
Yeah. Maybe leave it at Kramer's.
Well, what do you think of this event?
This is a fantastic event.
What do you think about how your interest in this sport has grown over the years here?
I think as the demographics in the country change, I would say 10 years from now, this is the biggest sport in this country, bigger than the Super Bowl.
Well, there were also hundreds of German fans in the park. They weren't as organized or as loud as the Americans, but they definitely savored the German goal in the second half. All of a sudden, dozens of German flags were just being waved. They appeared out of nowhere, practically, and we did hear the Deutschland chant, too.
Yeah, did they shout in German or in English?
It was definitely in German, yeah.
What about the who pulled all this together? That's a lot of people to put in the middle of Washington, D.C.
It's not an easy task, but the main sponsor of the event was actually the German Embassy of Washington. It's a little ironic given that this was a public viewing event involving the U.S. national team in the capital of the United States, and you had Germany being the sponsor. The embassy did work with a group of neighborhood activists called DuPont Festival to organize the logistics, like sourcing the equipment and getting permits from FIFA, which is the world soccer body, and the U.S. National Park Service, which actually manages the park.
Is there any sort of precedent for this kind of event?
Yeah, there is. This is the second time the event has been held in Washington. The first time was 4 years ago during the World Cup in South Africa. Just like today, two big screens were set up in DuPont Circle, and thousands of fans turned out to see the U.S. play England in the first round. I actually co-produced that event, which was the first of its kind in Washington. Now, in the U.S.-England game from 4 years ago, the U.S. came from behind to get a 1-1 tie with higher-ranked England. That was something that U.S. fans, including me, were thrilled about because it helped the U.S. to get to the second round of the World Cup, where we ultimately lost to Ghana. Now, today, even though U.S. fans watched their team lose to Germany, all of us were excited that the U.S. has made it to the second round again, and we're hoping that this time we can make it to the quarterfinals, just like in 2002.
You guys can't see Michael, but he's sitting next to me here in red, white, and blue. He's got on this soccer shirt. It says number one and has got his name on the back.
They call it the popsicle jersey, but yes, I am wearing it today.
The back of it, Lippin all over it. What does all of this say, this excitement say about the popularity? We heard earlier in some of the people you talked to about the popularity of the sport in this country.
Right. I think it's clearly spreading the popularity. Many of the U.S. fans who showed up in the park today were already loyal followers of the U.S. team, but there were also hundreds of other Americans who just took some time off work because it was a work day today just to experience some of the excitement. Now, some of them told me that they were relatively new to attending a soccer festival like this, and they hoped that the U.S. can advance further in the tournament. Now, other major U.S. cities like Chicago and New York also have been hosting fan fests for the World Cup, and they've been attracting thousands of people.
And what's next for the USA team?
Well, the U.S. will play Belgium in the second round. That's on Tuesday, and Belgium made it through to the second round by beating South Korea today.
Very good. VOA's Michael Lippin.